The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new report by Voice Ireland shows that supermarkets are the main source of packaging and plastics entering our homes. But what can we do about it? Well, the woman with the answer is Jo Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Good morning, Jo.
Morning, Pat.
The numbers are pretty shocking, aren't they?
They are. Voice did this fabulous study and they looked at basically 50 families and their habits with their recycling bins. And what they found is that 70% of the waste going into the recycling bin was coming from their food shop, so coming from supermarkets. And 60% of all the waste generated from supermarkets is plastic. So the report is really, really in-depth, really interesting. But really what it shows is that if we want to cut down on our plastic and our microplastic pollution and all the issues that come with our plastic waste, we need to tackle what is happening in the supermarkets.
Now, the good news story, I suppose, is that 70% of all the waste going into the recycling bin originates from supermarkets. So it is going to the recycling bin, but it means the other 30% is going into the black bin.
Yes, and even though it's going into the recycling bin, it's really important to remember that recycling everything is not our goal. You know, the more waste that we generate, the harder it is to recycle. We're creating
huge quantities. And it also has a cost.
It has a huge cost, and also a lot of things, even when they're recycled, there's still microplastic pollution. Things still leak into the environment. So recycling is not the ultimate solution. We want to get to a place where we have minimal recycling and we're really reusing what we already have.
Recently, Panda sent us an email indicating we'd put something in the wrong bin.
Wow.
So what we had put in the bin was one of those pill foils. You know, it's made of plastic and foil, and both of those are recycling. But when they're stuck together, they're not. And a little photograph of this saying you put this in the wrong bin. I was quite impressed by that technology, I must say.
That's incredible that they could actually identify and then educate you on it.
Yeah.
And that's actually, the pill packet thing is actually something that Repack, who help businesses basically tackle their packaging, they say that that's one of the biggest questions they always get asked. What do you do with that one? So yeah, if it's a mixture, unfortunately, it does have to go into your bin. And I suppose that's one of the things that the study showed too. You know, that like, it's not just that if you're buying a product from a supermarket that there's one piece of plastic, there could be two or three pieces of packaging within that. So it's a complex system.
Yeah, I mean, even if you take something like a box of cereal, you've got cardboard on the outside, then you've got a plastic bag containing the cereal. So that's two elements, both which can be recycled, but ideally you should, when the bag is empty, separate it from the cardboard to make life easier for the recycling.
Exactly. And I suppose what this report showed is that we need to start moving towards, like, basically being able to refill, going to a shop, taking what you need, bring your own containers. Now, we're a long way from that, but look, that's the ultimate solution.
So going package free when shopping, I mean, you can do it to some extent with you know, fruit and veg. Sometimes you get loose fruit and veg, but then people are squeamish these days. How many people have picked up that melon and pawed it and squeezed it to see whether it's ripe or not?
Yes, and I suppose that's the thing to remember. Like, we have plastic packaging for a reason. You know, it's super convenient. It keeps things clean, keeps things fresh. It's great for traveling, and a lot of the stuff that we eat does travel a long distance. And there are so many barriers to the going packaging free situation.
Yeah, what are the supermarkets telling you?
So the supermarkets are doing a lot of work on this behind the scenes, to be fair to them. For instance, Supervalu in 2022 removed 35 tonnes of plastic from their packaging. And there, if you go into, you know, shops at the moment, you will see things like apples are in, like, maybe cardboard now. A lot of things, like, the packaging has been very minimalised. So you're not cutting, like we said, there aren't two or three different types of plastic or packaging within an item. They're being simplified. But I suppose in terms of the legislation, the pressure that's being put on supermarkets at the moment is to make packaging lighter, not to reduce it.
Now, suppose you get instead of pre-packed rashers in you know, very tough, probably polyethylene packaging,
yes,
that you get them wrapped in that clear plastic instead. You know, now there might be kind of a little bit of fat on it. Can you put that in your recycling bin? Because they're always telling you that everything should be clean.
This is the issue. So then are you getting into a situation where you're spending hours scrubbing things and letting them dry off? It's very,
wasting
very
water.
Hard. Wasting water. So then you're getting into a whole other mire. So what I think the perfect solution would be is to follow what the French have done. And what they allow people to do is bring in a lot of their own packaging and their own ways of bringing stuff home. For instance, if you want your rashers, you go up to the meat counter, you have a stainless steel container that you've brought from home that is washed and clean, they pop them in there and you take it home and you've none of the plastic waste. That's really what we need to be aiming
for. Now, there was a survey, though, that suggested that loose shopping like that is more expensive, but there is actually a logic as to why it might be.
Yes, there is. So first of all, if you're bringing your own you know, bags and that kind of thing into shops, and by the way, if you want to find out where your closest packaging-free shop is, you can go to gozero.ie. ie, and there's a directory, because there's fantastic shops all over the country where you can go in, bring your own packaging and just fill up what you need. And yes, it was found that it was about 19% more expensive than five of the supermarkets that most of us shop in. It was on par with Supervalu in terms of the pricing, but what they found is that a lot of those items are organic. And what I would also say is that when you're going,
so you're buying better stuff.
You're buying better stuff. And what I would also say is you're supporting very, very local. And also, to me, if you bring your jar in and you're filling up, you're not going to waste that. You know exactly what you need. You're not buying in bulk. And a lot of the time when we buy in bulk at supermarkets, we are throwing out the food.
Now, I know people use tin foil, so-called, which is aluminium foil, in fact, to wrap things, maybe to cook things. And there might be a little bit of grease or something at the end. I mean, what I do is I ball that up into, you know, so the grease is not handleable.
Yes.
All of that is going to be heat treated. So I wouldn't be worried about a small layer of grease on something like that.
Exactly. We're looking at really, really bad contamination where there's no way to clean it if it's soaked, if it's soiled. But very, very light contamination like that, yeah, you need to be a bit common sense about it. And look, you didn't get called up by Panda, so you're obviously doing something right.
All right. Joe, thank you very much. We'll all do our best to reduce, knowing that packaging and plastics mostly come into our homes from the retail supermarkets. That's great stuff. Now, Joe Lennon, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.